sexes.
Well, didn't say much to them, no. The part I used to hate most of all, I'm only a short time in prison. Part I hated most of all was when they put the shutter back in the door.
Oh, yes.
And I appeared at the shutter to see people all night, you know.
Did you, how did you spend your time, Mrs. Green? What did you do with yourself?
I used to read, I suppose, and had, I was only there 10 days, you see. And had it personally, and had, we had books to read, papers, I suppose. But nothing else, as far as I remember, was simply lay on the bed and got suddenly bored.
Because your sister said she found it very difficult to sleep in prison.
Oh, I couldn't sleep. No, I didn't sleep at all well.
And then she also told me about Ethel Smythe.
Yeah, which I was just going to say, Dr. Ethel Smythe was in at the same time. And she conducted the woman march out of the prison bars cell with her toothbrush.
That's right, yes. Did you, what did you think of the food in prison?
Well, I don't even remember. I don't think I ate very much. I wasn't very well at all while I was in there.
You didn't go on hunger strike?
No, I'm afraid I'm not plucky enough for that, my dear. That requires a great deal more pluck than I've got, goodness.
When did your mother find out you'd been in prison, Mrs. Green?
Well, I suppose she must have, I don't know, when she found out, we took different names.
Yes. What was your name, actually?
I took the name Helen Collier. It was my mother's mother, my grandmother. And Hazel took the name of Amy Morrison, because that was her names, you see. She called the same Amy Morrison. And I suppose mother must have found out from George. I suppose he told her.
Were you frightened about your career being spoiled?
Oh, no, I hadn't really got a career. I just used to sing.
Well, you were a singer, weren't you?
Yes.
Your sister said you had a lovely voice.
Well, I suppose I had quite a good voice, really. Yes, I was quite a good singer.
Well, she sang with Coleridge Taylor, didn't you? And
mostly oratorio, dear, I used to do. But that was another thing that I did that I don't know whether Hazel told you. The thing I remember doing very well, we took a piano on a handcart and pushed it round the streets in London. I stood and sang the Women's March and a lot more songs. I get a little money together.
To raise money for the WSPU?
For the WSPU.
Yes.
I don't think we raised very much, as a matter of fact, but still.
What did the crowd say when they saw this piano coming?
Well, I don't know. They must have been rather amused, I think. In fact, they thought we were all mad, of course, a lot of them.
Could you tell me a bit about your mother, Mrs. Green? What sort of person was she? She sounds quite a character.
Very ambitious woman, extremely ambitious for her family. Yes, she was quite a character, I think. Both she and father were very much before their time. I think education and all sorts of things, and reading and everything. Women with very decided opinions.
She was a liberal, was she?
Yes, they were both liberals.
Were they?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. People have been in the days of the liberals when they had such a large party, but now they seem to have gone on to poor times, don't they?
But she was very ambitious for you as well as for Hazel, was she? I mean.
Oh yes, she didn't want me to marry at all. She must rather I sang. Great thing was, you must sing, get on with your singing. I sang for a lot of concerts for a long time after I was married, of course. And then...
You had to wait 5 years before you could marry, didn't you?
Yes, I was engaged for 5 years.
Were you really?
Yes.
And then you were only allowed to see...
Only allowed to see George twice a week, I think. Yes. Oh yes, Mother was very hard on us.
Why
did she say, it's all very fine, you got married, why should I?
Why was she so ambitious for you, do you think, both of you?
I don't know, I think she was just made that way.
Was she ambitious for sons?
Yes, I think perhaps she was a pet, I don't really remember. But, of course, they were both away so long, you see, because Roy went into the... He was an engineer and was abroad all the time. Went into India, Burma, Mexico, New Mexico, and... Well, I don't know, all over place, and then Hughie was suddenly got into the Navy, of course, and went round the world twice.
Do you think she pushed you too hard, looking back?
She wouldn't have pushed me too hard, I would never. I was not the soft kind. I stood up for myself.
Did you? Yes.
Much as I possibly could.
Only, you say your sister also had a nervous breakdown, didn't she?
Yes, she had a very bad nervous breakdown, but that was through work.
Was it?
Practice, yes.
Because I wonder whether your mother was pushing her too far.
Well, I think perhaps she did until she took it all, poor dear. And then, of course, she gave away a lot after that, of course, because Hazel was very bad. She didn't touch the man for 8 years.
I know. I mean, I didn't really like to ask your sister about that, because I thought it might be rather painful, but it was a nervous breakdown that lasted quite a long time.
Yes, about 8 years she was ill.
Yes.
She went away to various places and finally went to Sutherland, gardening, the garden.
Well, she went to, Swanley.
Yes, Swanley, yes. That's
yes,
right, Swanley.
Yes.
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 She was there for some time.
Yes.
No, I don't know what finally sort of wheeled her around and got her well again, but we came home one day here playing the violin. Nobody said anything, we just left it. And she was playing, and she played ever since after that, of course. She was a beautiful violinist.
I believe
beautiful.
She was.
Yes. Really beautiful.
Yes.
She got every prize at the Academy that you possibly could get.
Yes. Mm. Well, especially the one of the prizes, I think of the name of it. She said she came back from London on the train. I won the Sorry Prize.
Oh,
I won
yes,
the Sorry
right.
Prize.
Yes,
she
Sorry
said,
Prize.
Train,
yes. Yes.
Train rhythm.
Yes.
But your mother was a suffragette herself, wasn't she?
She belonged. She was a member. She was a member of the WSPU. We all were, the whole family. Well, I became a member, and so did George, of course. George has helped me a lot.
What made your mother join, do you think?
Well, I think simply because she believed in women a great deal, and didn't see why they shouldn't have the vote as well as everybody else, as well as the men.
She didn't have any friends or anything who encouraged her to join?
No, I don't think she did. No, except to Mrs. Ferguson, she was great friends with, whose husband was on the paper in Ceylon.
Oh, yes.
Editor of paper in Ceylon. He was there for some years. And she was very, very keen as well, Mrs. Ferguson.
She was in Croydon, was she?
Yes, we both lived in Croydon for 60 years, nearly 60 years in Croydon.
So what did your mother do for the WSPU? Did she go to meetings?
Well, she used to go to all the meetings and help sell the paper and all that sort of thing. We mostly took up with the local movement, you see. I was treasurer there.
Were you really?
Yes, and mother used to attend all the meetings and all that sort of thing. We used to sell the paper in the streets and all that kind of thing.
That was the Croydon branch.
Croydon branch, yes. It was for that. More than for London, of course.
Yes. When you say you were treasurer, what did you have to do as treasurer?
Put down all the accounts which I could get very badly. If I couldn't think of anything else, I just put it down for Sundays.
But did you go round the houses collecting money?
No, we never did, no. Only had meetings, that's all. No, we never went collecting anywhere.
So you'd send a purse round at the meetings, would you?
I suppose we had collections at the meetings. I don't really remember. I don't think they didn't pay much attention to money, as far as I remember.
What about the shop? You had a shop, didn't you? A suffrage shop.
We had a suffrage shop, yes, but not in Croydon, I don't think. I seem to remember having teas there. I don't remember everything. But I don't really remember the shop, actually.
Because your sister, Hazel, served in the shop, she said.
Oh, yes, I expect she did. Must have had one somewhere in West Croydon.
That's right,
yes.
Near the station.
Yes. Oh, yes, she'd have had more than I do, you know.
You did some selling newspapers in the street.
Yes. You sell I was going to say the war clown, we'd take it up with the Salvation Army now.
You sold both.
Sold that in the street, too.
sell votes for women, I suppose.
Yes, well...
You know, the paper...
Stood a street corner for a certain amount of time and just held a holiday out the paper, you know, and calling out...
You shouted?
The women's march and that sort of thing.
Did people shout at you or make rude remarks?
Well, I'm afraid they took very little notice of it, really, to tell you the truth. Not for some time. The person who did most to get the vote, of course, was Emily Davison.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Did you ever meet her?
Yes. I met her at some of the meetings, and of course she went to the funeral. There was a long, long procession then.
Did you really?
Of course, the membership had grown very largely by then.
Yes.
To many numbers of members, hundreds.
You were in the procession, were you?
Yes. Yes, we took part in a good number of processions.
I've heard of Emily Davison.
She did more to get the vote by doing that than anybody else in the whole movement.
Can you remember going on that procession, funeral procession?
Yes, I remember it very well.
Mm. How was it organised? Who got it all organised?
Oh, they all... I suppose they had different organisers, but what's her name, Pankhurst? Christabel Pankhurst. Organised the whole procession, I suppose, really. Used to lead everything, Christabel and Mrs. Pankhurst, until, of course, the things got too hot for them, and Christabel, you see, left the country and carried on the movement from Paris.
Did you carry... You were in prison for about a fortnight, weren't you?
Yes, 10 days only.
So then you were bound over, so you had to keep out for a year, didn't you?
Bound over for a year to keep the peace, yes.
Did you go to India then with your sister, or...?
No, she went there just to see the aunts.
That's right, yes.
Who were there.
Yes.
She was there during one of the cold weathers, I think. So no, I didn't go to India.
So what did you do then? Did you carry on with your singing?
I carried on my singing for a long time after I was married, until I had 3 children, and then I had to give up a good deal of it. And I joined a big choir in Croydon, and then my husband was ticket secretary. And I started teaching then.
Did you really?
Taught singing, yes, quite a lot.
I taught singing,
got a long time. I had a lovely time getting ready for singing at concerts too, because when John was a baby, I used to get dressed as far as my dress, you see, and then sit down with him on my lap and give him his bottle.
Did you? You got married while you were a suffragette?
I got married, yes, yes. Yes, I've been married for 2 years when he went to jail.
And your husband agreed with the movement, didn't he?
Yes, oh yes, he was very... You're very good. Good chap.
Did he support it before he met you, or only afterwards?
No, only afterwards. Well, there wasn't really any movement very much, you see, until... I know when it started.
It started in 1906, really.
1906, yes. Well, I was engaged in 1905, married in 1910.
I see, yes.
And we'd only been married 2 years, of course, when the war broke out, and George went off to France to end up.
So you were just a housewife and mother, were you,
right,
after
yes.
you married, and
yes.
you didn't have a career after that?
No, really? No. Mm. I did a lot of singing, but I never had what we call a career, actually. I used to do quite a lot of singing, a lot of oratorio to my sort, and dinners, and Masonic dinners and that kind of thing, you know.
Mm. So did you ever join the women's movement after you got the vote? I mean, was that just the one moment when you were in the women's movement, or did you join afterwards as well?
Oh, well, we belonged all the time they were going. Although, of course, they broke away from the Pedic Lawrences, which was a great pity, because they were a really nice couple. Mm. And Christabel intended to keep up the militant movement, you see, after the war.
That's right. Yeah.
If they hadn't won the vote then. Of course, everybody says it was the war that won them the vote. They wouldn't have it that it was suffragettes.
Did you see the shoulder-to-shoulder programmes on
yes.
the television?
Yes, it was very overdone, I thought.
Did you really?
Yeah,
where was it
well,
wrong?
Very Hollywoody.
Yes. What was wrong about them, do you think?
Well, I don't think anything was wrong. The only thing that was absolutely right, as far as I could see, was the force of feeling, and that's well as being overdrawn.
Was she?
She was a very beautiful girl, very nice looking, that sort of thing, but I don't know, that's all I can say about it. It was very Hollywoody.
What about Mrs. Pankhurst? Do you think she was well cast?
Yes, not too bad. I think Christabel was very well cast, but it wasn't like them somehow. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a picture.
Yes, I understand. Your mother, you say, got ill while you were in prison. Why was that, Mrs. Green, do you think?
Well, just because we went to prison, I think. She'd be upset with the whole setup. And she'd had a lot of trouble. Of course, father was ill for a number of years, and Hazel had been ill for a number of years as well. And seemed things got on her nerves rather badly, you know.
I suppose if she was ambitious for you and for Hazel, she was very worried when you both went into prison because it would damage your career.
Yes, I think partly, perhaps. It was only Hazel who had a career. I got a scholarship at the Royal Academy. A 3 years pre scholarship there. One of them was David, Mrs. Lewis's pre scholarships. So I didn't have to pay for any of my education at the Royal Academy.
Did you join the women's movement because your mother was a member, really, do you think? Or what made you join?
I think we all joined at once, the whole lot of us, the whole family. Mm. Well, I got up in one of the, he was in the army in those days, and they had a dinner at the Guildhall, and he got up at the end of the speech, at the end of the dinner, and called out, "When are you going to give votes to women, you see?" And he was immediately pushed. Chucked out, poor boy.
What happened to him? He was thrown out of the meeting.
He was thrown out of the meeting, that's all, yes. The dinner, they were having a grand dinner. "When are you going to give votes to women?"
Tell me a bit about your father, because he sounds quite a character too.
Oh, he was a great Scotchman. Very, very keen on the Scotch, of course, being Scotch himself. He was a member of a family of 12. 12 boys and one girl. And very musical man. A very nice man indeed, Father Ross. Very good man.
Because Hazel said that he was rather like her. That is, he's always doing things.
He was
gardening, always...
Oh, yes, he was always doing something or other. Mm. Yes, gardening or photography or... Mostly gardening. He loved gardening. That's the thing I missed most, when I couldn't garden anymore.
Because your sister likes gardening too.
Yes, she's done a lot of it during her life. She's a clever woman, isn't she, Hazel? Very clever.
She seems to be very active still. She's in a very,
yes, isn't she?
Very nice home.
She only goes about with one stick, that's all. I can't depend on this thing. I can't move without it.
Well, you're just as lively, she is, anyway, to talk to.
I had a slight stroke, you see. It rather upset me.
Yes.
Upset my eyes. I can't see to read at all or do anything.
That's a nuisance, isn't it?
It's a nuisance, yes.
Yes.
So, listen to the radio. Could get a little time when it's anything decent on.
Tell me what your husband did, Mrs. Green. What was his job?
Oh, he was working outdoors in those days in the Commercial Union.
Oh, yes.
Insurance.
Yes.
Company. I still have a widow's pension from them.
So did he do work for the WSPU as well?
Well, he used to come to all the meetings and help at, you know, getting teas and that sort of thing, doing the chores, help in the shop.
He was a real feminist, was he?
Only after he married me.
Mother was
going to say he had to be a feminist.
Yeah. So mother was the dominant one. Our father sort of gave in to mother in every sort of way.
Yes, did he really?
Yeah. Gave in to her in everything.
Well, we were very fond of each other, dear.
Oh, yes, I know.
Very happily married.
Mm. That's the important
thing. Very, very happily married. Married 50 years, nearly a year.
And he carried on as an insurance agent all the way through?
No, he retired and went into the family business for a short time, Beans Limited, which is now, alas, no longer. My son has had to sell out.
One in cigar business.
Oh, yes.
Had in London, Greens Limited.
I see.
It was a family business that, who started it?
Well, your grandfather.
That's your father, is it?
My son-in-law.
Oh, sorry, your father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Yes, I see.
He started it, and they joined up with another firm called Day, S.H. Day & Co. And then John came into the family business, that's my son, and was there for some years. And then he decided he'd have to accept a takeover bid. He said anyway, it was a luxury trade, you know, it was beginning to go down.
But he did very well, didn't he?
Oh, he did very well indeed, yes, very well. Very well indeed, he did. And unfortunately, as I say, Greens Limited has gone, sad to say.
You were looking back on breaking the window at Kodak, do you think that was the right way to get votes for women?
Well, it was the way we thought of. I don't know whether it was the right way.
And what do you think about
that? As I say, we protested by attacking property, you see.
You still think that was the best way to do
well,
it?
Well, not the slightest idea, not the slightest doubt, of course, that the suffragettes won the vote that way. Mm. They never would have got it otherwise, you know, not by ordinary means.
Because it gets you into the newspapers, you mean, doing that sort
well,
of thing.
Yes, just being outrageous in a way.
Have you been interested in politics afterwards?
I'm very interested in politics, yes, very.
Are you?
It's the only thing that does really interest me very much indeed.
Because your sister said she's never been very interested in
No, politics. She's not interested. She told me, she said, oh, I'm too old to worry about them. So I said, well, you needn't worry about them, the Parliament, but they worry about you, unfortunately.
Well, you're still liberal, really, aren't you?
No, I'm still, I'm Labour, dear. Very
oh,
hot Labour.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong Labour now, yes. Very.
Yeah, it's so surprised about Wilson that he's retired.
Has he?
Yes.
Yes.
Today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good and Wilson's retired.
I was reading my newspapers.
The Queen,
isn't it in the newspaper?
The Queen knew about it in December, didn't she, Pat?
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
That does surprise me. I thought he'd go on for another 20 years.
Pat has been in politics for 40 years, is it? I think.
Yes, he's only 16, just had his 16th birthday.
So it's not age. Talk.
It's not age that's made him give up.
Can you remember casting your first vote?
Now you ask me. I can't remember. Where?
And can you remember doing it?
Whether I was in Croydon or not.
Because some suffragettes have a very vivid memory, you know, of casting their first vote. I wondered if you...
No. I only remember casting my vote at Bexhill, that's all. Mm. We moved from Quinn. Mm. Then my husband retired. We went to Bexhill, heaven knows why. Oh, you liked Bexhill all right, don't you, Pat?
Oh, I liked it all right, yes. Just had a slight breakdown, actually. Mm. Nervous breakdown about the last 3 months.
Well, you have?
Yeah.
Have you really? Did your parents agree in the same opportunities for women as for men in education? And did they give
you
as good an education?
Yes, they did.
Your brothers? Did they?
They did, yes. Yes, they all believed in that. They believed that women should be equal. Always. As long as I can remember. Both mother and father thought that.
So they made sure you went to good schools?
Well, they said it's the best school they could find, I suppose. I hated the low school.
Did you really?
Personally.
Did you?
Damn it.
Did you? Mm. So they spent as much money on the girls as on the boys?
Oh, yes, yes, just as much. Mm.
What?
Yes, it cost a lot in those days, education too.
Oh, you bet. What sort of family was it like to be a child in? Was there a lot of talk, a lot of argument?
Yes,
a lot of discussion?
Terrible.
Was it?
I don't mean nasty argument, but we always used to say the person who got in the best was home, Sharp was the one who shouted the loudest.
So you were all great talkers, were you?
Yes, tremendous talkers, I'm afraid. And we used to play, I remember the war at that time, First World War, and we used to play Demon Patients. I don't know if you know Demon Patients, do you?
I've heard of it.
The whole family used to play Demon Patients. You put the aces in the middle of the table, and you want to build up on them, you see. And you have to grab. And Father always used to say we shouldn't hear the Germans, and they did come. Make such a noise.
You say that you were dominant in your family. Was your mother dominant in her family, do you think?
Oh, yes, I think she was. But Father was one of those very quiet people who only has to look at you to quell you, you know. Used to know his last letters quite enough, said and did more than all mother's words. Just one look. You be careful.
My father was a very gentle sort of man.
What happened, I mean, did your mother do the housework or did you have servants?
Well, we used to have servants in those days, everybody did. You don't get servants nowadays, there isn't such a thing to be had.
So she didn't do the housework herself?
She did a lot of, tremendous lot of work, very hard work. She only had, because she came home from India to be married, you see, where she'd had servants to do everything, of course. She came home when she was 18 and got married here. And that where she had one little maid to do everything then in those days. Yes, yeah, she was a very hard worker, a very, very hard worker. And a very good hostess too.
Was she really?
Yes. Very good. I remember the parties she used to give. Very well.
Do you think she was ambitious socially? Do you think she wanted to move up in society?
No, I don't think so. Actually, no. She was simply very friendly, that's all. Mm. Just liked having people around her.
I was really wondering why she was pushing the two girls so much, you know. I wondered if that was part of it, but obviously not.
No, I don't think so. I think she was just ambitious by nature, but ambitious for her children more than anything else.
Yes, yes.
The result is, of course, that I have no ambition. Absolutely none.
Well, you have your own empire, that's your family. But yes. Another person who interests me a lot is Florrie. Florrie.
Oh, yes, Aunt Florrie.
Can you tell me a bit about her? Because she was a suffragette, too.
Well, she was a small little creature. I was saying she was very small indeed. She had the heart of a lion, that woman. She was very amusing, too. Do you remember Aunt Florrie, in fact?
Not really, no.
No. She was amusing.
She was married, was she?
No, she was unmarried. She, My other aunt, Andina, her sister, married. They were both in the Salvation Army, went out to India.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And my other aunt was killed there in an earthquake, sad to say, just after the war. They got the tickets ready to come home on leave.
And Florence, you say, went to prison and hunger struck.
Yes, yes, she was on hunger strike.
What did she do to get into prison?
Set fire to letterboxes, Father, I remember. I think it was. Did all sorts of things.
Did she?
Smashed windows too, and I remember her setting fire to a letterbox very well.
Did you
remember that?
Did you see her doing it?
No, I don't think I can have done, but I seem to remember being told about it at the time.
When you went to prison, Mrs. Green, did people cut you afterwards? Did people
No, I don't think so. No.
Cut you off, you know.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think they were quite interested. I wasn't there long enough, really. Quite long enough for me. I didn't like any longer, but I don't think I was there long enough. Nobody cut me at all. Mm. Paid any attention much to it, really. Thought the Ingalls were all mad anyway.
Didn't they have a welcome for you when you came out of prison?
No, because Hazel and I, as I say, were bound over for a year. So we left the others behind, you see.
I see, yes.
In jail.
Of course, yes.
How long were most of them in jail?
4 months. Was that the longest sentence they had? Some of them were given a longer sentence. Then they started that cat and mouse, that horrible cat and mouse act, you see.
Yes.
forcibly fed them until they were practically on the point of dying. They let them out, and when they were well again, they'd rearrest them.
What did your Aunt Florence do for a job?
Well, she didn't do anything. She did anything as far as I remember, except kept house.
For your grandmother, who would she keep house for? Her father?
Her father and mother when they were alive, and then she went on living with her sister and just running a house in Edinburgh, where we used to go for all our holidays. I remember meeting with Mr. Booth there, William Booth.
That's right, yes, your sister mentioned
Salvationist.
Yes.
Wonderful man.
Was she good fun, Florrie?
Yes, very good fun. Very funny. Very humorous. In a quiet sort of Scotch way.
I think you all are. Your sister, your sense of humour was very like your sister's sense of humour.
Yes, she's... oh yes, she was very humorous, Aunt Florrie. Used to like her parties and things. She always used to come to us for Christmas.
But she never had a job herself?
No, no. She didn't go out to work at all. She worked at home at all.
What did her father do for a living?
He was he was in India. Civil service, I think. I can't remember. He was a dum-dum anywhere where all the trouble started. Mother was born just after the Indian Rebellion.
Oh yes. Was she
in Delhi?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, born in India.
Yes.
So you're really an Anglo-Indian family?
Yes, yes, I suppose so.
Not intermarried, but your life was partly in England, partly in India.
Well, I never went to India, of course, and Hazel only went there for the hot, under the cold weather, that's all. We never went there to live.
Yes.
I've never been to India, I've never been outside England, except just to Italy and Switzerland, that's all.
Have you? Yes, yes. Have you ever joined any other reforming movements?
No, I don't
just
think
that one.
Much.
No.
I think there's a lot of nonsense talked about it, really.
Do you think women have got everything they need now, do you?
Oh, no, they haven't got anything yet they want, except I suppose to have got the Women's Anti-Discrimination Act, but I don't know how far that will go, I'm sure.
Yes, well, it's something, isn't it? It's something on the way.
Yes, as many years after we got the vote before we got that through. Isn't it? Years and years and years.
That's right. Well, one other thing I wanted to ask you was about religion. Were your parents religious people, do you think?
They were religious people, yes. They used to go to church regularly every Sunday. So did I with my family when we were young. And father left off going to church when the war started, because he said it wasn't a pulpit at all, but only a recruiting movement at all. Yes.
Was he a pacifist?
Yes, we were all pacifists.
Were you really?
We belonged to the Shepherd.
Did you? Peace Pledge Union?
Peace Pledge Union, yes. I still belong to them, as a matter of fact.
Do you?
But I think they're not going now any longer.
What about the Union of Democratic Control? Did you join that in the first place?
No, no, I don't know much about that, really. Mm. No.
But the Englishes were all mad, were they? They were known to be all mad, were they?
Well, they were. They were outside. I was going to say they were outside the usual world. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They weren't. Yes, they were outside the usual world. I think Mother was a very clever woman. Very clever.
Did she do a lot of reading, your mother?
Yes, tremendous lot.
Did she?
Tremendous lot of reading. They both did, both Mother and Father.
What book novels and things, or what sort of things?
All kinds of books, I think.
So it must have been a very interesting family to grow up in, really.
Yes, I think it was interesting, really. Mm. Well, I think most families are queer, anyway.
But the religion, your parents' religion was Congregationalist, wasn't
yes.
it? Yes. Or Presbyterian?
Well, Presbyterian. I was married in the Presbyterian Church. Mm. Had a bouquet in the colours of the WSPU, funnily enough.
Did you really?
Yes, I remember it. But just had, I had heather. With purple and white and the red done with purple, white and green ribbon.
But you didn't call yourself Ingalls Green or Green Ingalls.
No.
Some Sunbrilliants did that, didn't they? Mm. You didn't hide the name.
His name was Garfield. And we used to call ourselves Garfield Green sometimes, but it wasn't actually a family name. Mm. It was just because it's, well, Well, my sister-in-law said it sounded nicer.
Yes, well, there are lots of greens.
There's a lot of greens. There's a lot of greens.
Yes. But your husband was quite an active person in the women's movement himself then?
Yes, well, as active as, at meetings, that sort of thing, you know. We used to go to a tremendous lot of meetings. Of course, the centre of the meetings, we used to walk in the processions too.
Did you speak?
No, I was never a speaker, only in the family. I can gabble all that, but I can't speak. If I wanted to say anything at meetings, political meetings, I used to nudge George and say, come on, get up quick and ask a question. Because one of the questions we were very interested in was when boys of 18 were going to be allowed to vote.
Oh, in the First War?
And yes, and we went to a meeting then, a Liberal meeting. And I said to George, go on, ask him quick. When question time came, so he got up and he said, when are you going to give votes to boys of 18? You know, people of 18. He said, they're old enough to fight and they're old enough to get married. They're not old enough to outvote, which is quite wrong.
When did you start voting Labour, Mrs. Green? Do you remember?
I remember voting Liberal while I was in Croydon, and then I veered from that very much to the Labour side, and I still am very much Labour.
Are you?
Left Labour too.
Are you really? Yes. What makes you left Labour, do you think?
I don't know, except that George always used to say people didn't strike for fun, and used to speak for what he called the underdog a lot. Not so much underdog as they were. Now the news is getting so strong. There's several things I don't agree with in the Labour movement. I don't agree with their education principle, for instance.
You can keep that
on. Thank you
very much. You take
your bit. Thank you. Anyway, let's give your mother a... I'm surprised because she's a very beautiful woman, really.
Yes, you know, she's good looking. Clever too.
She never ever...
She had a little man who was very fond of her, but... the feeling wasn't reciprocated, so it never came to anything.
Was that while she was suffragette, or...?
Yes. When she was young.
But anyway, she was in love with her violin, wasn't she?
Yes.
Partly. Part of it. But,
she was a great player.
She,
very musical.
Yes, very musical, and a very good music teacher.
Yes,
as far
as very good indeed.
Yes, she was... How long at Cranhurst?
But she went to school. She went to that school to teach for one term, take the place of somebody else for one term.
Years,
say for 36
years.
Yes.
I remember being taught by her.
Ended up by teaching singing, didn't she, Pat? Singing and...
Yes.
She was a good teacher, was she? I mean, did you think she was good at the
start? She was very strict.
Was she really?
Very strict.
Was she?
Yeah.
I wasn't a good teacher.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Come on,
Basil. Was your mother musical at all?
Yes.
Was she?
Yes, her father had a very good voice, beautiful tenor voice. Very good. Mother used to sing quite a bit. They were a musical family.
I started singing, but I didn't carry it on.
Pat's got a very good voice. Quite a good singing voice.
I never took up solo singing. So.
Your father had a very good voice too, a bass, beautiful bass, very.
Yes.
How did you meet your husband, Mrs. Green?
The church, Presbyterian church.
Did you?
Yes.
That was a good place to find a husband in those days, was it?
Yeah, yes. We used to meet at the Muslims, big hall, Cumley. We used to have fortnightly dues at their house. Every fortnight they had people in, you know, to coffee and that sort of thing. That's where I met him mostly.
You had somebody else very much in love with you, didn't you?
Oh, yes, some men.
Wasn't he terribly good looking?
He was, really. Yes, that was one of the students in Barrow dear. Teddy Stokes.
But you didn't want to have anything to do with him.
No, I think I was always in love with my husband from the very earliest days.
Were you really?
Yes, always.
You knew him quite a long time.
He's in love at first sight with us.
Was he really? before you even got engaged,
yes.
you knew him quite a long time.
Yes, I knew him for quite a time. Yeah, I remember quite well the time when I looked across the room at him and he looked at me at the same time, and I thought, well, oh, that's the man I'm going to marry. And he proposed to me the same night, and I said yes. Much to mother's disgust.
Yes, what happened when you told your mother that you wanted to get married?
Oh, she said it was all nonsense. It was just a passing phase, you know, I should get over it and all that sort of thing. I said, no, I shan't, I know my own mind. And I had one for 5 solid years engaged.
She made you hang on for that time, did she?
Well, partly that, and partly because George was all that time saving up enough money to get married. I've got to save up more now. My poor young granddaughter in Milton Mowbray, where they've gone this week, they're having a hard struggle. But the mortgage is so high and everything is terrible.
Did your mother like your husband in the end?
She came to like him very much indeed after my father died. He did everything for her. George was left as one of the executors. Father was a sensible man. And he did everything for her that he could, everything he possibly could.
Did your mother have a job ever?
No.
She was not at that in that class.
No, right? No, she didn't have a job, no.
So did she join movements afterwards as well?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't
no, after suffragettes.
No.
Came up when we got the vote, she didn't join anything then.
Anyway, you said you were the only one of the family who stuck up to her. All the rest knuckled under.
All the rest knuckled under, yes.
Well, perhaps you've got some of her own personality yourself.
Well, you've always been pretty strong-willed, haven't you, really?
I suppose so, dear. I've learned more about myself from my elders than I've ever learned from anybody, I think. That's my eldest.
Oh, yes.
Daughter, the one who's away at Milton Mowbray now. She's always telling me what I said when she was young and all that sort of thing.
I don't remember my childhood at all. I don't remember a thing.
How funny. Elsa remembers everything.
Did you play any games with your parents very much as a child?
We used to play cards, yes, quite a lot. Yes.
Hazel used to play golf. Well, she used to go around as a caddy with your father.
Yes, that's right. Yes, she did. She never played herself, I don't think.
Because your father was very interested in flowers, wasn't he?
Oh, very.
Different flowers.
Yes, he was a great gardener. Like Frank is now, my son-in-law.
Aunt Hazel's written a book on flowers.
Yes, she has.
Yes, she belongs
to the Wildflower Society.
Wildflower Society.
Yes, she does. And she's always doing something. She's got ever so many hobbies and interests.
Yeah. I know. But now she does, I'm sure. Much more pluck than I have.
Well, you can't be a housewife and mother and have all these hobbies, can you? I mean, she can only
do it. No, not much time, certainly.
Because she's free of ties, you know. But did your mother have good health?
Yes, she did. Mm. Yes, she was quite a healthy woman. But my father was very ill for a long time. Had a very bad operation.
What, when he was older, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
But he nearly died.
Did he?
Yes. My father wasn't very strong, was he?
George, really? No, not really.
Mm. Well, men aren't
as strong. No. No, I don't know why it is that women... I was just saying that Bex Hill, for instance, Pat...
I was just saying, full of old
widows. I'm full of widows.
Old widows.
Mm. Hundreds of them. Seem to kill the husbands off.
What's the called? Riviera Geriatrica. It's so full of old people. Yes,
I know, it's a terrible place, Pat, really, dear. You know, for not having youth there.
No,
are there young people at your church, though, aren't there?
Well, a few, yes.
I suppose a few.
Many.
Filthy, unbelievable the place.
Another thing that Hazel said she did was chalk on pavements. Did you know
oh,
that?
Yes, we used to do that too. Yes, I remember that. I remember doing that. First for women, in large letters across the pavement.
You just sort of squat down, would you?
Yes, and draw it up.
Yes, yes. She seemed, you seem to have done everything, you know, both of you seem to have done all the jobs that
well, all we could do, I suppose, yes, I suppose all we could do.
Anyway, your mother really joined, did she, through disbelieving what was said in the newspaper?
Oh, yes, yes, pretty much so, right away from the beginning.
It's very interesting.
Yes.
Because some people believe everything in the newspapers and some people disbelieve everything, don't they? It's a matter of temperament to some extent.
Yes, I think so. We used to take the News Chronicle, I remember, in those days.
Did you? I expect you took votes for women, didn't you, as well?
Oh, yes, we used to have that. Yes, we used to have the paper and sell it.
Did you read it in the family together, Votes for Women?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not actually. We just used to take the paper regularly. See what was going on.
Christabel Pankhurst wrote some very good leaders in the paper.
Yes, she was a good woman. Very, very good. Yes. Very clever. Very good speaker.
Yes. You've heard her speak, have you?
Oh, yes. Quite often we used to go to her meetings. She was very good indeed. Very, very amusing too sometimes. I remember one man who was kept on constantly interrupting her, constantly at a meeting, and he said, he called her, "Don't you wish you were a woman? Don't you wish you were a man?" So she said back sweetly, "Don't you wish you were?"